The sugya I'm going to focus on today is the sugya of Pruzbol, which is on Daf Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin, two blot. Maybe we'll just first say some minor he'aros based on the psukim and the parsha that you have in front of you. The Torah has here on page number one in Parshas Ra'e. First, it tells you. In Pasuk Beis, the first Pasuk is Miket Shev Hashonim Tasa Shemitah V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah, a very striking expression that the Gemara already comments on. What's the language of V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah? And there are several drushas that Chazal have with reference to this. We'll see them in a few moments. But the Torah is giving us an Asara about the Shemitah year, that we should do it, we should carry it out in a proper kind of way. And even the language of Miketz, which is found in Pasuk Aleph, Miketz Shev Hashonim Tasa Shemitah, in general, the term Miketz in Tanakh refers to a specific zeitgeist, a specific tkufa, a specific period. Vayhi Miketz Shloshim Shona Be'arba Meir Shona in Parshas Bo. You also, Miketz, we're talking about a machlokes of Rishonim, where the Shemitah begins at the beginning of the seventh year, or Shemitah essentially is chal at the end of the seventh year. So that is the issue on Miket Shev Hashonim Tasa Shemitah. The Ramban already comments on this language of Miket. Pasuk Beis, that Pasuk says, V'zed Vah Shemitah, Shomot Kol Baal Mashe Yado Ashe Hashem Re'eyu, Lo Yigos Here we have a lav that you're not supposed to be noges. However, the pasuk says in Gimel, "Esanochri tigos, v'ashiyeh lecha sachicha tashmi jadecha." This is also a very significant pasuk that we'll see momentarily. There are essentially two methodologies when it comes to Pruzbol. One methodology, it's based actually on the Mishnah in Masechah Shviyas, the Mishnah in the 10th parak of Masechah Shviyas that the Gemara cites over here on Daf Lamazayim and Aleph, on the bottom of the page. It was yesterday's Daf. So the Mishnah is cited here on Lamazayim and Aleph, approximately 8 or so lines from the bottom up. Tanan Hossam, Hamalves Chaver Mos Alamashkon, Vamos Eshteros of the Bezin and Mishamtim. So there are two methodologies that seemingly are embedded in this Mishnah. One is where a halva takes place with a mashkam. And the Gemara goes on. The Gemara discusses, Rishonim talk about what the status of the individual who has the mashkam. Namely, we're talking about the malveh, what level of shmira, what level of chiyah b'chayis does he have vis-a-vis the mashkam? That's his thesis here. Thesis several times in Shas discusses this question here on Lama Zayin at the bottom of the page. But the Gemara points out two lines in the bottom. Shayi Mashkon, the Kamele with Rabbi Yitzchak, the very famous halacha. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin the Balchov shekone Mashkon. Some Balchov already has, the Malveh has some sort of a hold on the Mashkon. The question is, what's the nature of that hold that he has? Shenemar, I'm not discussing the drasha now. Ulchoti et stoko, imenu kone, stoko minayin, mikan the Balchov shekone Mashkon. So we have, as I said, Machlokes of Rishonim here exactly. With the Akon, the Mashkon, the Gamri, are you considered to be like a Shoyel? A Shoyel is someone that Kol Hanor Shalo, he has the highest level of Chiyav Achrayis. So Taisa says, we're talking about a Shem Mesachem. Other Rishonim say differently. But whatever the case is, that's not so relevant. What is relevant is the Gemara says over here that the line before that, the Gemara has the Kasha, a few lines before that, when it quotes the Mishnah, it says, Bishom HaMaisa Shtarosa LeBezen and Tafsi LeBedino. Essentially what I do is, I give over the Torah of Loyigos. So the lab is on the Malveh, he's not allowed to exact. He's not allowed to go ahead and be Toveya the Chov. However, if I give it over to Bezdin, then I've taken care of the problem. Maisa Shtarosa LeBezdin, that's the first segment that the Mishnah talks about. That as essentially, I'm no longer violating the lab in Chumash because I've given over, I've transmitted the shtaros to Bezin, they're the ones who are going to do the work for me. But the second situation, which is the Gemara comments as well, Means by virtue of transmitting, of more or less giving over the shtar to Bezdin, so therefore I'm not involved in any issur of no geis. That's how Rashi over here, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says it a number of times. Rashi also comments that Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, the Gabi Malve, Lo Karina Be Lo Yigos. That's the Lashon of Rashi about 7-8 lines up from the bottom. So therefore there's no violation of the pasuk that we mentioned. And we pointed out again that this is a din de rabbanon that the Gemara comments on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis. The Gemara asks Lamed Vav and Beis, how is it possible that min haTorah midaraisa lo misham tashvius? Assuming the Gemara there operating with that din de rabbanon b'shitas Rebbe Abuda Nasi, that she is with an azez de rabbanon. So if it's not relevant midaraisa, there's no concept of shmita because, as Rashi said in the previous Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, Rashi notes that the after the Chuban Abayis, so Rashi says, third line from the bottom, and Lama Zayin, Lama Vavim and Aleph, Asher Shabbat L'Kedusha Sa'aretz. There's no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but Meila, the Shemitah is not relevant min HaTorah, but it's only relevant to Rabbanah. Chazal decided that we don't want to forget Torah Shriyas. That's called the Tikkun Rabbanah, came to Aisa Tikkun. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how is it possible? Mika Midim, the Raisa, the Misham to Shriyas, there's no Din Shemitah min HaTorah, because Bodok Dusha Sa'aretz, and maybe the Malva can go ahead and go over the Chov, there's no problem. Shemitah is not Meshamid the Chov. And yet, Chazal went ahead, and when Mesa came, Takin Rabbon and the Meshamid, they say, no, there is a concept of Shemitah. Of course, the problem is that if they say there's a concept of Shemitah, the Lover doesn't have to return the Halvah. Lechura, why isn't he a Gazel? The Gemara says, no, there are two methodologies. The Gemara says, one methodology is Sheval Tasa, the famous Sugin Yevamis, the Afsadik, the Gemara says that Chazal have the right to be Eked Abba and Atar B'Sheval Tasa. That's a well-known halacha when Sukkah is the Yomtah, Sukkah falls out on Shabbos, we don't take the Lula, a similar idea we got in the Shofar, and that's what Rashi cites here. That's not called an Akir B'Yadayim. The second halacha the Gemara says is the Din Rabban and Hefker Bezen Hefker. And the Gemara brings two sources for this halacha, Bezen Hefker Hefker. One is the Pasuk, well known in Ezra, so that's a din. Bezin has the right to go ahead and literally, as the Navi, as Ezra indicated, to be machrim the rechush of a person. Essentially, to make the rechush of a person hefka, the way Rashi comments with reference to Anshias Hagdola. And then the Gemara quotes a second marker from Sefer Yehoshua. Rachreinim talk about the nafkamina between these two marmikamis. What's enough nafkamina between these two sources? One source says hefker bezin hefker, which is a din drabon. The other source says that kol ha'ela hanachlos hashenochel ozer hakoyim yeshua binum rashi avos ki ma inin rashi meitzel avos lo ma avos matchilim esbedeim kol ma sheyirtzu af rashi matchilim esbedeim kol ma sheyirtzu. The Achreinim point out that the distinction is in one case it's simply that bezin declares it to be hefker. In the other case, they can literally take from one person and give to another person. That seems to be the nafkamina in the Pshuta Shel Mikra of these two psukim. However, Rashi earlier, Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph says no. Rashi comments on the Amasil when the Gemara recites the Mishnah in Perek Yud and Shvius, the Mishnah that tells you what the text of the Prusbel is. So it tells you that the Prusbel Zeu Guvu Shel Prusbel Mosvani Lachem Ploni Hadayonim Shebemakom Ploni Shekochav Sheyeshli Yitzel Ploni. She'egvenu kolzman she'erze, v'adionim chesil lemato, oha edin. So Rashi over there comments that what exactly is embedded in this Moswani Lachem. Look in Rashi, divin amaslim Moswani Lachem. It's about 20 lines up from the bottom. Says Rashi, Moswani Lachem ishtarosai, she'atem tiyu nogsim, v'anilo egos. As I mentioned earlier, that Bezin are the ones who are going to exact the chov, and therefore there's no violation of the pasuk chumash that we just read here. In Pashas Re'ei, Lo Yigos says Re'ei V'Yasachim. Just 1 second, Kikara Shemita Lashem, and then Rashi says a bit further. Ulekamen Muki Yeshkoach Biyodim Bafkiya Mamonu Shazeh V'Litin Lazeh B'Mogem Sheis Yog V'Takon. The question here is Rashi citing the first source that the Gemara quotes here of Hefker Bez and Hefker, or is Rashi citing the second source of Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua? I just mentioned a few moments ago the Nafkamina would seem to be, whether it's purely a din of hefker, or literally Bezin can go ahead and transfer money for one individual to another. What source is Rashi quoting here? Lichora seems to be quoted the din of Hefker, Bes, and Hefker. Anyway, Hayotzi called Barenu. Simply, I'm trying to express here, again, based on the Pesukim that we began to read, that the Torah says here, the Iser is to be Noges. And here, essentially, we want to put it in such a way that Bezdin does the dirty work for you, if I can use such terminology. They're the ones who are doing the act of Negisa, as opposed to you're doing it, so there's no violation whatsoever.
Why are they not bound by the same halachas as everybody else?
Okay, that's a very good question, and there's what to say about that, al pi hashkafa, but I can't do it right now, because I don't, right now, I want to talk about hashkafa, I want to talk about halacha. What? Obviously, what Bezin does is based on pi halacha. I was going to, again, this is not really my my mandate right now. There's a, Rav Soloveitchik used to, a number of times he mentioned, and this is relevant to Prusbel as well, that there's a historian that wrote in one of his svarim that during the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have enough wood in Eretz Yisrael in order to build proper sukkahs, in order to build sukkahs that are shleimos. And therefore, Chazal, the Tanoim, decided to look for all kinds of kulas in order that you don't require four tfanos, but rather and all the other halachas of lavud and good asik and good achis. There's so many halachas that all of the first paragraph of sukkah is based on dinim of erevin. I think I mentioned about it a few times that Asalechi noted that the Rambam begins hilchas sukkah in a very bizarre, strange, awkward, cumbersome kind of way. He should have told you there's a mitzvah say to sit in the sukkah. Or to take a lulav, he doesn't do that. What does Rambam write in the first paragraph of Sukkah, the first few halachas? He goes through all the dinim of halacha b'Hashem Sinai that relate to Sukkah, namely good asik, good achis, and the like. Why did Rambam begin in such a fashion? And the answer is because the entire Yom Tov of Sukkah was kayadua based on the Torah Shebal Peh, the Tzdukim, who didn't accept Torah Shebal Peh. They rejected categorically the whole Yom Tov of Sukkah, and that's what the Mishnah has later on in Masechah Sukkah, and also even the definition of what an esrog is halacha Moshe Misina. It's all Torah Shebal Peh, but the tzlukim actually they were knowing to do nisach hamayim beragleim, and there's also a mishnah. The mishnah writes them when they prushim and the Klal Yisrael saw what they were doing, so they threw their esrog with them, and they're trying to tell them that's as Rasem and many others interpret that gemara. That just as the definition of an esrog, the way the Rambam writes kach ra'inu. Rambam says, "Kach ra'inu." This is what we've seen bedore doros. That the definition of esrog, even though the Gemara has many drushes to try to figure out that pre etzador hador milano mishano l'shano, all kinds of other drushes similar to the Gemara but Kama Nachayvel, where the Gemara discusses lex talionis ayin tachasayin, also tries to prove it based on sukkah. But at the end of the day, it's halacha l'moshe misina. That's where the Rambam began hilchos sukkah, said Rav Soloveitchik, with more or less presenting the fact that it's completely based on Torah Shebal Peh. All the dinim of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the foundation of Sukkah. So going back to this, what I just mentioned, so they asked Rav Soloveitchik, does he think that the historian that wrote that because there was not enough wood in Eretz Yisrael, so they had to come on to all these halachas, is that considered to be apikursis? The Rav said, no, he doesn't think it's apikursis, that because there's a lack of wood, therefore chazal mekel, maybe that was the metzias, it was the shas hatzak, they had to look for the kulas. However, it's clear that the historical element has absolutely no relevance whatsoever as far as the halacha is concerned. These are halachas, and these are certainly well-founded, well-grounded halachas, and that's what it's based on at the end of the day. It's based on a halachic framework, all those dinim of good asik and good achis, and a similar prusbel has a similar kind of function whatsoever. I mean, you can give many examples, what the Gemara says in Yevamos regarding Mishumiguna Akilu Be'Rabbanan. There you see also a concept that Chazal, apparently, they somehow, it's not together the heter, it's only the historical kind of backdrop of the heter that Chazal, Tanoim, in effect, they tried to resolve the problem of Aguna, and they took Klolim, that already were known to them in other areas of Halacha. Let's say Milsa David Leguye, or Meshakra Inchi, that something which is well known, people are not going to engage in any kind of Sheker. And Umdara and Rubad Lesek Hamon, Isha Daiko Mitzvah, all the halachas that the Gemara mentioned, Yevamos, Chazal were aware of all these kolalim. And therefore, Omitoy Chumra, Sheikh Martole Besofa, and things of that sort. So therefore, they decided to extrapolate from there to the issue of Agunos. And so too, all the coolest that was said to Gabi Sukkah, Einachanami, could be the historical background was the fact that there were not sufficient number of amount of wood, and there was a chosur of Eitzim, Shas HaTchak, so they had to come together and more or less and come up with, but whatever they came up with was based on halacha, based on clothing that I clearly found in halacha. Okay, I don't know if I answered your question completely, but whatever the case is, I'm simply trying to show you that there's a machlokas here in the Mishnah and Shvias and Perek Yud. There seem to be two methodologies with reference to the din of Puzbal. Well, it's based on Maseiros Shtaros LeBezdin. They're the ones who do the exacting, the collection. Or it's based on the second halacha, Ki'ilu Govui. Ki'ilu, it's already collected. It's already in the hands of the Malveh. And that's exactly what the what is cited. So back again to the Psukim. So the Torah goes on to tell us that if you look on page number 2 and page number 3, Hishamelecha, page number 3 is relevant now to what I'm about to discuss. Hishamelecha, penyeh dabar, im levavcha b'liya lemar. That the Torah was concerned about a thought that some might have. Karvosh nas ha-sheva shnas ha-shemitah. That because the shnas ha-shemitah is imminent, the focus seems to be what the Gemara calls, Gemara says, Puzbol is a composite of Puzbuli Ubuti, Ashirim Vaniyim. The way the Torah seems to focus seems to be more on Ashirim. Namely, the Torah is telling us, you wealthy people who have the wherewithal to lend money, and you see that Shemitah is imminent, you're not going to lend the money. Of course, this passage should remind you of Psukim Mishpatim. They're already, it's a bit more chomer, but here the Torah says, so the Torah addresses the Ashir. And this, of course, is the marker for the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Noson titen lo. Discussing in Yonah Tzedakah right now, but here the Torah does not want us to have this kind of haras halev. It says, "Berah eincha, v'layir alavavcha b'sitcha lo, ki b'glah hador hazeh." The person is going to be zochet to bracha b'chol ma'asecha l'chol mishachedecha. It's a very fascinating machlokas of Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Meiri, the Ramban, big machlokas of Rishonim. Chassam Sofer talks about it by Arichus, whether this bracha that the Torah speaks about of Nathan Titelo, that as a result of your lending money for the Shnas HaShemitah, you'll be zochet to bracha b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishachedecha. Does that only apply if Shemitah Daraisa? That would seem to be the simple pshuto shemikra. If Shemitah is a din Daraisa, then you're zochet to all these brachas. What about Shemitah Rabbanan? The Gemara says, like the Shita of Rebbe Abida Nasi, that's how we pass in Shemitah b'zman hazeh Rabbanan. Memela could be these brachas are not relevant. Or no, maybe the brachas are relevant even at a level of the Rabbonim. That's a fascinating machlokas of Rishonim. But I'll start the discussion by the Gemara. The Gemara, which is a Mishnah in Shvias, that the Gemara says here, starting on this on page number Lamed Vav, Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says the following. The Gemara makes the following statement, that what exactly compelled Hillel to go ahead and institute the idea of Puzbal. So the Gemara says here, Zechem and Advarim Shehizkin Hillel Azokim. That what did he see? He saw, the Gemara says, Shara Sam Shinimnu Midahalba Zeze. What I just focused on, that the Ashirin, those who are in a position to lend money, were not ready to do so. The Abba Mashakasa Batara, he shamal chaben yevdab and levalchab liyal, mele hiskin hila pruzbol. Because one of the issues, basically, we're talking about the takana of Hillel, a takana of Chachamim, the end of Bayi Sheni, Hillel Azokain. He saw that people were not willing to lend money when Shemitah was imminent, because perhaps Shemitah would then come and obviously then completely cancel the Chov, and then they'll be over in Alav Min HaTorah. The Torah says that you're not supposed to refrain from lending money. So therefore, Hillel was misaking Puzbal, that essentially it's possible to circumvent Shemitah and be able to be go with the Chov Korogil. So again, as I said, it seems that the thrust of the Takana was to save Malvim from a potential Issa Daraisa. Now this is something which is right away, I alluded to it earlier, and you also alluded to it earlier as well, with your comment. Namely, is this the approach that people would be over on some Issa Daraisa? So what do? We alter the halachic, shall we say, modality in order that the Issa is no longer relevant. That's what we do. We go ahead, and this seems to be what the Chazal call Takana L'Rishoyim, that people who are Rishoyim, so now we go ahead, we want to help them. They should be in a state of Rachmar L'Tzlan in Rishus. So that's what I explained a few moments ago. No, Chazal built it and based it upon halachic framework, obviously. But as I said, if you look in the Lashon of the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Zayinim and Aleph Lamed Vavim, and base the bottom line, proves Buli Ubuti. So the Gemara said that's composite, Takana L'Ashirim, Takana L'Anim. Rashi, on the Mishnah in Shvi'ez Perek Yud, and the Rishonim over here explain that somehow we wanted to make sure that the Ashirim will get back their money, and the Aniyim will find individuals who are willing to lend them money. So, again, why would we want the Ashirim necessarily to get back their money when the Torah said there's a din of Shemitah, that Shemitah is Mishamet any Halvah? So the Chura would seem that the Higa Takana is L'Tovas Aniyim. It's not 100% clear, as I said, what the Higa Takana is. It's clearly for both. It's for the Ashirim to prevent them from violating Issa D'Oraisa. Mitzad Sheni, it's also for the Aniyim. They should be in a position to be able to borrow money that they are in need of, and therefore we're somehow providing for both of them. So, according to this, the Takana helps even for people who are, shall we say, have a bit of wayward behavior, because the Torah obviously does not at all approve of this kind of wayward behavior. But the ultimate end of the Takana is, in effect, to help Aniyim. They should be able to borrow money. So the ideal, Hillel saw that the optimal situation, which would be that people will lend money irrespective of what the situation is, he saw that was not the case. And therefore, he had to go ahead and provide a framework, which is the framework of Puzbol. And the Mishnah is not telling you necessarily that Puzbol comes lahatzim min ha'isur, or comes to circumvent the isur d'oraisa, but it provides a framework, as I said, to prevent Aniyim from being nifka. Aniyim should not be in a way impacted or jarred or somehow hurt by virtue of the fact that they're not able to have access to money. So again, as I said, obviously it's better to fulfill the halacha, lechatchila, that if one lends money, that one should observe the dinim d'araisa, namely the dinim of Shemitah, not be somech on Puzbol. But whatever the case is, I mean, someone told me that, in reference to what I mentioned before, the Gemara has, as I said, two methodologies. One is based on the Mishnah. One is Mesir Shtaros Lebezin, and the other is Bashe Yilcha Asachicha Tashmet Yodecha, namely, Kegobu Yidomi. Mamashko, that's what Rashi quotes a number of times over here. When the Mishnayis, what the Rishonim brought over there, and the Mishnah in Shvi'as and Perek Yud, and Rishonim over here, Kegobu Yidomi, they say that most people deposit money in the bank. So what in effect are you doing? You're lending money essentially to the bank. What are you going to say? The bank is achicha, have you? The bank also has this kind of status. Asher yilcha asachicha tashmit yadecha. Okay, that's the question. What exactly is the nature of banks and the like? And halacha is a very, very lengthy, extensive discussion, whether it's as you just describe it, so pasha to you, it's not pasha to me, bichlal. But anyway, they're using your money to invest or to do whatever they can, whatever they need to do. But again, if the halacha says, I mean, that's the din of Shemitah's Ksofim, generally the Torah is talking about people who are miskenim, people who are obviously impoverished, people who are not rooted economically and are in need of money. And that's exactly what the Torah actually is addressing. Okay, but now starting here with the Mar Mekemes. What was that? Is the bank called Achicha Evyon? Okay, that's what we heard. It's not so poshut, but okay, whatever the case is, let's assume you are correct. I'm willing to accept what you said because I don't want to engage in this Chashemishma discussion right now. Anyway, but the now let's examine a bit more. I mean, now we're following the Mar Mekemes over here. Exactly, Guvashol Pruzbol. So the way the girsa we have, the Gemara has over here, I just mentioned, Masvani ani lefnechem, ish ploni yiploni dayonim, shekol chov sheyeshli, sheyegvener kol zman sheyertzeh. According to this girsa, basically what am I doing? I'm telling the Bezdin that I'm going to be go with the chovos karagil. Moser means I am mavir lochem. I'm simply transferring to you miloshen mesira. And Dayanim signed on this statement. That's what the Rambam writes here in Pirsha Mishnayis. And essentially, what I've done is Hillel was misaking that every person can be koveya, that Shemitah is not chal, as long as you make this declaration before Bezdin, and Bezdin puts it in Ksav, Bezdin puts it in writing, and that's where the Gemara asks Akasha, how can we go ahead? Mika Midi, Gemara asks Akasha, this is on the bottom of the Amid, Avlam is Vavim, and Al Mika Midi, the Midaraisa Mishamta Shriyas, Vihiskin Hill, Lo Mishamta, Amra Abai, Bishiyas, Vanazev, Rebbe Hi. Chazal Mesakin, that Shemitah, in effect, Takinu Abonon, they said that what? That Zecher, Lishvias, Chazal made a Takana, the Rabbanon Zecher Lishvias, but Shvias Vanazeh is the Rabbanon. And on the Omid Beis, the Alam is Vavim Beis, Takinu Rabbanon did the Shamed, Zecher Lishvias. So, in effect, the Rambam passes this to Halacha. Take a look, in Rambam Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Zayin, it's on the last page here, page number 5, Rambam passes the Halacha, now page number 4 probably, Perek Tes, Halacha, Halacha Tes Zayin. The Rambam says, Shera Hillel, maybe we'll read first Tesvav. Hamosish Sarosa the Bezdin, Yamala Matem Guli Chovi Ze, Enu Nishmat Shenemar, Vashielacha Sachicha, Bezet Bezdin Tobin also. Bechain Bezdin Shechot Chwe Sadin, because we ishpon Yatachai Litin Lezek Kach Vikach Enu Nishmat, Shezek Kigobu Yhu. Ukila Bali Yodo, Veino, it's not considered to be a halva. It's already govui. It's already collected. As I mentioned again, the two methodologies. Next halacha, tezai. Shua hila zokin shenim mele halva zedze. Vyobim ala kosav atari. Hisham lecha pen yedavar. Im levav chabliya. We go mer hiskin puzbo kadei shal yisham et achov. And this way, the people will lend money one to the other. Vein apuzbo mo. Ilo b'shmit das kav mizman azeh. Shemit dirai sofin. Abo shmit ashol teva. Ein apuzbo mo yilbo. So this is the Shita Zaramban, very clearly stated, that Puzbol only helps Bizman Shashmita no Heges with Rabbanon. Only with Snowy at a level of Rabbanon. Now, sorry? Yeah. So now, if Shmita is Batel, the Rabbi is Masig on this. I'm not discussing the Rabbi right now. But if Shmita is Batz and Batel, so why is there a need for a Puzbol to be written in front of Bezdin? So this also is a Rambam in Perek Tes. Look in the next page, Halach Chav Zayin. The Rambam deals with it. The Gemara talks about this. The Gemara discusses here, if you saw, I'm sure you saw it already because it was, I was told it was yesterday's daf. The Gemara here, it discusses the nature of the Bezin. On Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara has a whole series of, maybe before we get to that, even in the sugya earlier, but the Gemara had a question whether Puzbol is only for this door or for Dari Doros, but on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara then goes into a discussion of the nature of the Bezdin that's required. So here, and this is the issue that the Rambam deals with over here, and Halacha Chav Zayin. The Rambam says over here, read Chav Zayin, Tamid Chacham Sheil Vuzet Zeh, Umasar Dvara V'Talmidim, V'Yomar. Somehow there's even a way to avoid Puzbol, namely Tamid Chacham have a separate set of halachis. There's no need to write a Puzbol. Shem Yodim Shashmat Ksav Mizman Hazeh Midivreim Ubidvarim Bilvad He Nitches. Wow. So that's a very big chiddush. As Meikra Din, there's no need for Bezdin. There's no need to write any Puzbol according to the Rambam. But the mitzvah hashmita is essentially rendered null and void, as the Rambam said, bidvaran bilvat. Bezed var hashmita, simply by, that's the lashon of the pasuk. Bezed var hashmita, by dvaran alone, you can undo the mitzvah of shmita, which means that the person makes a declaration in front of an assemblage. However, the Rambam is only make on one second for Talmidei Chachamim, that they know that shmita b'zman hazeh is a din rabbanim. Other people who are not such bekiyim, they might think that even a mitzvah d'oraisa could also become batel in this kind of a fashion. So there we have to show them the mitzvah is not batel b'dvarim bilvat. There we have a more complicated procedure, a more convoluted procedure, and namely, ksivas ha'puzbol v'nei bezin. The Rambam is so machmir regarding this matter that the Rambam says that you should write a puzbol dafka when he mentions puzbol. So he says here, the puzbol is written b'fnei chachomim g'deilim b'yoser. We're talking about Chachamim who have the stature, and have the samchut, have the authority to go ahead and be mafkia mamon. That's the lashon of the Gemara. As you undoubtedly came across the Gemara speaks about Beidina, that batedinim of the Gdol Yisrael, of people who are great, Tamidei Chachamim, people who are of incredible stature, that the Gemara has a whole daf concerning these kind of batedinim. So it doesn't work. And this halacha, that Zed Rashmita only works for Tamidei Chachamim, Hashem came for the average, my father used to call them average Joe Blow from Idaho. Anyway, so for the average citizen, Ezrach Min Hashura, so there's a need for a prusbul, and it has to be done b'fnei bezin shacham gedolim b'yoser. Meikra adin, as I said, though, however, really, the Rambam indicates that it could work simply b'dvarim ba'alma. Now, let's get down to the, what? Yeah, yeah. Kund Rambam must be a bezin, and bezin, not just I'm a bezin. Bezin shachacham, the Gemara has on daf, lamed vav, and mebez, as you remember. Beidina, the Gemara said, the surah, or beidina den hardo, the Gemara speaks about batedinim of incredible stature. Only with them does such a concept work. But the Rambam sheet happens to be clearly out of the box, because many Rishonim assume.
The Rambam has a good pun. He makes a play on words.
Yes, he does. An excellent pun. Okay, I think you like puns. Okay, so we could read the Raiva too, if you like, for a bit of some joking. I forgot where my Raiva.
I remember the Varan Sostrum.
Correct. Now, I also saw that as well. Okay, but the Rambam Shita is a bit, as I said, out of the box in some respects. But the Sifrei, that's what Tosfos here quotes, the Sifrei. And these are the two scenarios that I mentioned in the Mishnah and Shvi'as in Perek Yud. As I said again, one is Moshe Sharosu the Bezdin, and the other is Asher Yelucha Sechicha Tashmit Yadecha V'lo Shalachicha B'Yadecha. And that's what the Gemara says, Hamal Ve'al HaMashkon Eina Mishamit Esachicha Tashmit Yadecha V'la Moshe Sharosu the Bezdin. It's a Sifrei. Sifrei comments the text, points this out, and we showed him here, quote the Sifrei. And the Sifrei takes that pasuk. Where is it again? Here in the Pasha that I have. And the Sifrei says that, number one, when it says V'asher Yelucha Sechicha, and that's Hamal Bal Mashkon Enim Mishamit. And then the second part of the Sifrei, Esochicha Tashmid Yadecha, V'lo Amoseh Sharosu the Bezdin. So the Sifrei sees embedded in the pasuk both of these methodologies, namely the methodology of Kigavui Damu, and the other methodology of Bezdin is going to do the Negisa. You're not doing the Negisa; they're doing the act of Negisa, so you're not in violation of Lo Yigos Sveiv Yisochli Kikar Shmita Lashem. And that's the Takonas Ohila of Prusbol. Neitugin Olam, and that's the way the Sifrei quotes also the Gemara that we have over here. Guvashol Prusbo, Masrani Alachem Ploni, Yipona Dayanim, Shavakam Ploni, Kochov Sheyeshli, Sheyagvena Kozman Sheyerze, Vadayanim Chosun Lamato, Oha Eden. So, in effect, that we have, as I said, two different methodologies. Interesting that someone mentioned to me this week that if you look in the Lashon, Prusbul mentioned the Sifrei, so there's a distinction between that Lashon and the Lashon mentioned in the Mishnah. I just want to show you how meduric you have to be. In the Nusach HaMishnah, it says, Mosu ani lachem, shekol chol sheyeshli, shekol. Any chol that I have, sheyegvenu kol man sheyerza. What's the Nusach of the Sifrei? Nusach of the Sifrei is, Mosu ani lachem, kol chol, not shekol chol, but rather kol chol sheyeshli. I looked into different, the Tziv has a parish on the Sifrei, and others as well, and they have two different nuschos. One nusach is Shekol Chov, Sheyeshi, Sheyegvena Kozman Sheyerze. That's a nusach HaMishnah, in Perek Yud Hilch Shvi'is, Mishnayis HaShvi'is, and Mashenkin, the nusach of the Sifrei, is Kol Chov Sheyeshi, what's the difference? One letter. And yet, it's very significant. According to the Mishnah, the word Moser, it says, Moser Ani Lachem, it means I am informing you. The Malveh is telling the Dayanim, I'm informing you, my Ratzon, Shekol Chov Sheyeshli Sheyegvenu Kol Zman Sheyerze, that I will collect it anytime I want. According to the Sifrei, it has the Lashon of Kol Chov, not Shekol Chov, Mesira Mamish, the Malveh gives the Dayanim the Chov, and that's what permits him, enables him to go ahead and collect the Chov. You hear the distinction? It's a very important distinction. It's just based on the Lashon, going back down again on the Mar Mekoymas. So that's a distinction between the Lashon HaSifrei. There's a Girsa issue, and I checked it, as I said. It's interesting that we show him here, Taisin Gittin, and Daflam Gimel and Aleph. You saw earlier, Taisin and Daflam Gimel, when he actually, and the Ran also, and the Dapi Arif, Daf Yuches, I saw this in the Ereim, I saw this in the Tur, Sim Samach Zayin, that they have the Girsa. Take a look at their Rishonim. Their Girsa is that look in Taisus Lam Gimel and Aleph. Taisus here on top of the page quotes the Nusach of Prusbel. He writes over here. Asaplon, you see the top Taisus, the last five lines. Asaplon v'yamalana melsvani lachem kol chov she'eshli. See that the lashon of kol chov she'eshli. Since I saw this nusach in a whole slew of rishonim. And as I mentioned before, the reason why a chov shenimsa the bezin is not subject to shemitah, the sefer learns out of the pasuk asheir lachasachicha tashmit yadecha velo shelachicha biyadecha. I mean, the question is how you learn out from the pasuk. So look in the gemara here in Gittin on the bottom of the page we referred to it a moment ago. Lamazayim and alshet tafsi beidina. Now, basically, they are in effect the ones who are. Rashi, I think, says it on Lamazayim. Tafsilu beidina ve'enu nokso v'tovo klum. I'm not doing anything. I'm giving over to the bezdin. They're doing the act of negisa. It's interesting that I mentioned before that there are two separate dinim. I keep stressing this because at the beginning of the sifrei here, it tells you amal v'lamashka enu nishmat shenemar esalchicha v'lo shelachicha biyadecha. Again, that the shemitah is chal only if the malveh has nechassim by the loveh. The loveh is chayev to the malveh, but if the malveh is machzik biyado, mashu shel aloveh, kigobi domi, that's what the old Rishonim explain over here. So the chov itself was nifra, the chov itself was already paid up, and therefore, at least temporarily, in the case of malveh lamashka. And this is the position, basically, of the Tesis, of the Ramban, of the Ritva. Many Rishonim say this very clearly, and that's how they explain the two scenarios that I mentioned in the Mishnah, that the Gemara quotes here, on the bottom of the page. So even the idea of Mesira Shtaros Bezin is based on the same drasha, and again, it's considered to be Keilu Hamalve Machzik Biyado Mashu Shel Alove, because the Bezin has the koach, they can go down to the Chosim of the Love, they can be go with the Chol Bal Chorcho, that's the koach that Bezin has. The Gemara has many sugas like that in Shas, and therefore, once you give up with the Shtaros Bezin, Keilu Hakol Govu. I saw the Ritva writes in Makis in the sugi that of Gilman of Bez, I wrote it down over here. What? Again, as I indicated, that seems to be partially, not completely, Rashi says it. It's not me. So Rashi says it. If you interpret the Rashi in Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, as I mentioned a half hour ago, that Rashi said, "Diyesh koach biyodim lafkiya mamonu shazeh v'litin lezeh." The Magen Shem Siyag v'takona. If you assume that's Rashi's referring to hefker bezin hefker. Yes, correct. I refer to both. How many times I learned this Gemara this week? I learned it 15 times at least. Anyway, Gemara Shem Tesis. Anyway, the kids. So the what?
1.5.
What's the problem? I was on the plane. I had nothing to do with myself. So anyway, so so here you see that the Sifrei. That's what the Sifrei apparently is. Understands this halacha that, but I wrote down here the Ritva number 9. I saw the Ritva Makas. I learned that sugya there also, if you don't mind. Anyway, so the Ritva Makas Daf Gimel Beis. He writes. I wrote it down for you over here. Shekol Shemosish Darosu Mamish Debezim Midaraisin and Meshamid Don Nogus Ve'Imidhu. Lashon of the Ritva Nogus Ve'Imid Keilu Gavoi Keilu already the Chov has been collected. That's the as I said now. There is a distinction, that's what I just want to stress here, I've been stressing it the whole shiur, between Malva Lamashka and Mesir Shtaros Bezin. These are two separate cases and two separate scenarios, even though they're derived from the same pasuk. The Sifrei has the drasha, it's also Yerushalmi in the Paragula Shvias, also the same limud is derived from there as well. Again, as I said, the key words, if you look back in the psukim that I cited earlier, on the very first beginning of the Ma'amid Komos, so the Yerushalmi and the Sifrei have a different set of words. Mesir Ashtaroth is, again, not learned out from the words Yielecha Sachicha, but rather Sachicha Tashmi Yadecha. In other words, what does it mean Sachicha Tashmi Yadecha? The dinim of Shemitah apply bin Adma Chavero, between Reuben and Shimon, between Anoshim Protiim. One person is Shomet, the Chobas of his brother. Bezdin is already, I guess you call it a Guf Tziburi. Bezdin is not an individual, you said it earlier, Bezin is a corporation of sorts. Therefore, they're not Mutsube. That's a Masha from Rashi. Look in Rashi and Gittin, the Chalm of Bezin of Bez. If you look at Rashi there in Gittin, Chalm of Bezin of Bez. I also, if you don't mind, among the 15 times I reviewed the whole Perek HaSholeach. Anyway, so here, Chalm of Bezin of Bez. Chalm of Bezin of Bez, Rashi. the Ramaslam Mosrani, because there the Gemara, I think it's Alam Abbez, Alam Abbez. So Rashi there comments, the bottom Rashi, Mosrani, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Shrias. Says Rashi, L'kamon hu bepirkin gavi pruzbul, shu moser shtarosa lebezdin. Diyu lo tabale lebalcho vela abezdin. Ven yordan l'nechasov. V'lo karina be'lo yigos. What I mentioned a moment ago, this is exactly what Rashi says here on Lamabez and Abbez, and what also I saw it quoted from the Sefer Yireim, that he also has a similar concept. It's not called Lo Yigo Shari Bezdin Noiksim Belayhu. What I quoted a moment ago as well, and here at number 9, I quoted from the Ritva, that the Ritva says Nogus V'Aime, it's already Kigobli. But here, the other Rishonim are saying that Bezdins are the ones who are engaged in the act of Negisa. That's how it began the Shia, that the Isra of the Torah is Lo Yigo, Sesra'el V'Yasochim Kikar Shemit Al Hashem, and here someone else is doing the Negisa, Bezdin, and that's what many Rishonim assume. And not that we see the Chol Kilu Gobui, but the Metzias Kilu, the Love is now Chayav to Bezdin. And this Chol, which is now given over to what you said as a corporation, is not Nishmat. Of course, what was that? No, Hefker doesn't have to, only provides you. What was that?
Why does Rashi need to go to Hefker?
No, there's two steps. One, that the Pasuk doesn't apply to Yechidim, that's a group, not the Bezdin. But still, how could they just grab?
Oh, yeah, what's the framework, the halachic framework that they use in order to grab, in order to take the chov? And the answer is, that's what the Gemara quotes here. Hefker doesn't have to. As I told you,
why
the
do that?
What?
Let's come on to all of this anyway. Why not go to the Shmita de Araisa also?
No, but Shemitah, I didn't discuss that before. That's a separate discussion.
Well, I don't understand that. Before that, why did you come? Basic can go into someone and take his money. Right? Because they go with the fall. Not because they're mafia their money. If I'm pointing basic,
Bezna has the ability to, again, Hefke Bez and Hefke, the Gemara says, is based. Why did the Gemara come onto that? The Gemara came onto that where Shemitah is the Rabbanon. Once you assume Shemitah is the Rabbanon, so then the Gemara is the Kasha, so how the Miga Midi, the Min HaTorah, Lo Misham to Shvias. Correct? The Malv has the right to collect his Chol. There's no Shvias. And now Chacham came along and said that, no, there is a concept of Shemitah. So in effect, the Lobe, if there's a concept of Shemitah, so the lover doesn't have to return the money. He's a gazlan, for goodness sakes. What rights does he have to go ahead and engage in an act of gesel? That's the number came on to. Hefker bezen hefker. They have the right. What was that?
The opposite, then. Hefker bezen hefker that allows the lover to not repay the loan.
That's what the Gemara is saying. That it's sheva al tase. It's done in a way which is, obviously, there's no maise of akira biyadayim. Okay, but I'm simply trying to point out that there are two different methodologies that I mentioned here. Both somehow are Maduric in the Pasuk, different parts of the Pasuk, and that's what the Yerushalmi said, and the Sifrei says. But these are the two scenarios that I found in Mishnah Shvias in Perek Yud. I want to just mention...
How do you deal with the
Sheh? What?
How do you deal with the Sheh?
Okay, that's what I told you, the Nafkamina between the two, as I mentioned a moment ago. Most Rishonim seem to have... I don't know about most, I didn't look at all the Rishonim, but... The language of Kol Chov, which is Taisus and Gittin here, I mentioned Daf Lamed Gimel, and also in the Rif, and the Irayim, and in the Tur. So that's a simple pshat and puzbol that it's Mesiras Chovos the Bezdin, Kedei Shvias should not be Meshameh. That's what the lotion of Kol Chov, as I said, I mentioned that Kol Chov is something, Shek Kol Chov is something else. Look at the lotion of the Sifrei, I think I pointed it out over here.
It's like
you say that.
So
okay.
What does
that rotten do? I'm not sure what you're so much bothered by.
How is the mechanism different if you learn Shekhov?
Because in one case, as I said, if you say Kolchov, so what in effect, what do you say? Kolchov means that, as I pointed out, that I'm giving over my Chovos to Bezdin in order that Shvius should not have an impact. Well, see, the lotion actually...
I understand you explained very, very well. But what about the other side, if you learn Shekhov?
No, as I said, the lotion of, again, if you say Shekhov, which is the lotion of Mishnah, the Malva tells the Yonim, I want to collect the Chov. I want to collect the Chov. Shekhov, Sheyeshi, Sheegvenu, called Mancha Erza. I'm the one doing the collecting.
So who cares?
Okay, I'm saying that the Mishnah, the word Moser, in two different definitions, of Yan Yuzdaiti, if I say Shekol Chov Sheyeshli, Shekvena Kozman Sheyertze, Moser means Lahodia. I tell the Dayanim, I plan on collecting this Chov. Shekol Chov Sheyeshli, Shekvena Kozman Sheyertze, Masha Enkein. Kol Chov Sheyeshli, according to the Lashon of the Sifrei, which is the Lashon of most Rishonim, that means I'm giving the Dayanim the Chovos. I'm giving them the ones to collect, and I'm not going to be involved in this process of collection.
Correct. For me.
Well, that's a kasha that we asked. That's a kasha that we asked, whether it's a takana or a rishoy. That's what I asked a few moments ago, that this seems to be, and that's what we answered, or we attempted to answer. But there is a distinction. I don't know why you don't see the distinction. It seems to me it builds with the pshita.
I see the distinction, but I don't see why it works. What's the mechanism?
The difference is whether I'm doing the collection or Bez is doing the collection. That's the difference. It's a big, very, 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 I don't know if there's a...
allows him to do the collection himself. Just because he says
in declaration.
Because he made a declaration. Okay, so that's what you're trouble with.
Why is that making any amount
okay,
of
good.
Difference?
Okay.
What does the declaration do?
I mean, the fact that he's a matzir,
yeah,
makes a hatzara.
So his declaration makes any halachic
nafkaminas. Okay. That's a hara, which is a legitimate hara. Okay, I want to go on to discuss now this second issue that we spoke about. Tyson Gittin here on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It doesn't say that. Zelo Katub, that is something which is you are interpolating, which is not here, not in the text that I see. But in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, there's a Tyson here in Mi'ika, also a famous Tyson. Mi'ika Medim Devaisa Meshameh. Tesis also addresses this issue. I mean, principle helps me not Torah. Hillel can be Mechadish Shalocha that was non-existent, but he only publicized it. Means essentially, I guess till the days of Hillel, people were not wont to be Moser Shtaros LeBezin. They didn't go ahead and give up the Shtaros to Bezin. And it could be that Bezin maybe were not ready to be Mekabel Shtaros. What? They're going to just go ahead and become now an avalanche of Shtarei Chov that Bezin has to go ahead and deal with. That's what they do. Hillel decided that no, and Hanami, this became Mikubal in the days of Hillel. And before Shemitah, you're going to have tens of thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, give over their Shtar Yechov, give over their Shtar Yechov to Bezdin. So Shemitah will not, in effect, be operative, and people will not stop lending money. So the Gemara actually, if that's correct, the Gemara did not, that's what I see discussed in Lamed Vav, that the Gemara did not, in effect, was not asking how was Hillel Matzliach to negate, to undo the mitzvah of Shemitah. But rather, the Gemara was saying, what kind of chutzpah did he have? And the Gemara actually discusses that as well. As you know, the Gemara here, on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about Ulbera the Daini, that this Prusbo, the Gemara calls it Ulbera the Daini. Gemara asks Akashia, what is Ulbera the Daini? Lishna the chutzpah? There is an element of chutzpah that's certainly involved over here. What right do they have? What is the nature of their effrontery, of their outright chutzpah, that Hillel decided to go ahead and institutionalize this, that basically was mevatel the mitzvah of Shemitah? What kind of audacity does Hillel have to go ahead and undo, negate the mitzvah of Shemitah? I mean, obviously, the possibility of doing so was always relevant. But however, it's not necessarily the most appropriate thing that it should be institutionalized, that the whole mitzvah of Shemitah should be completely undone, that it should be somehow disappear from the face of the earth. So the Gemara answered, no, the mitzvah of Shemitah is only the Rabbanim. It's only called the Rabbanim Kindai Satikin, as Rashi said, Kedishol Tishtakach Teras HaShemitah. So it shouldn't be forgotten. And that could create a lot of difficulty for Aniyim, as the Gemara says, Pruz Buli Ubuti. And therefore, Hillel decided that Tevasim Shal Aniyim, it's preferable than, shall we say, than this so-called Zecher. And he found a way in Halacha that one is able to somehow circumvent the idea of Shemitah Beforal, and that's exactly what Hillel did. Now, the difficulty with that is the Gemara, one second, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, is this a Takona Ledoros? That's the Gemara's famous Kasha. Hillel was only Misakeim, as the Gemara asked the Kasha, Iboilu, about 20 lines down. Ki hiskin hila puzbu l'dori yudu tokin, al dilma l'dori alma nami tokin. This takana was only of a temporary nature, or was a takana of a of a permanent kind of nature. Now, of course, basically the Gemara wants to know what is the nature of the, what are the tenoyim, what are the rules here, what are the parameters, what are the conditions that you can go ahead and be mevatel the din of Shemitah, l'chura, this whole, now if we assume that Shemitah is a daraisa, so of course this whole thing is completely, I would say completely irrelevant, because the takana basically was only a takana from a practical kind of standpoint. You look at Rashi here, so Rashi the Yamaskil, Rav Omar, Rashi is about 10 lines down from the top of Lavavavavim Beis. Look at Rashi. Rav Omar, Rashi says, Le'olam ben l'rabbanan depligah de Rebbe, even the Chacham Mu'agi with Rebbe, v'yami, shriyas l'ashmatas mil v'b'zman hazeh daraisa, so it's a din daraisa. V'techin Hillel delo tishamit. Hillel decided that it shemitah should not be operative. Ben l'rebbe d'yam alav daraisa, v'yam l'rabbanan de tishamit, lo tikshi. Dabar. The Bedabar Shev B'mamon in Kanakiris Dabar B'natura B'mavakum Siog B'geder the Hefke Bezim B'mamon Hoya Hefke. It's interesting that Rashi clearly learns not like Tesis. According to Rashi, the Gemara in effect is giving us an answer to this Kasha. How could the Hillel change the Halachim in our Torah? How could he go ahead? That's the question we asked at the very beginning. How could he go ahead and undo it? Din Daraisa. Hefke Bezim Hefke. The Torah said that the Chob is Nishmat. Correct? Chacham have the Koach to be Mafkir the Chasm of the Loveh, transfer them to the Malveh, and create a new chov, sounded like here's Dovim and HaTorah. The way Rashi learns that Hillel and Echonami, that Hillel actually changed the halacha. He actually somehow amended the din, that seems to be. However, if you look at Rashi all over Shas, Rashi in Makos Dav Gimel Mabez, Rashi in Ksubis, look at Rashi in Gittin Dav Lama Bez Mabez, even that Rashi you have here in front of you. Look at Lama Bez Mabez there, it's Mashma, that also in Ksubis and Dav Peites, but Rashi over here, Lama Bez, the bottom Rashi we read a moment ago. Look at that Rashi. Mosvali lochem, lekamanu bepirkin gavit puzzle shumaisa sharosa lebezin, diu lo tabale lebalchov lebezin ben yovdin uchasov, lo karina belo yigos. So you have to assume that the Takon of Hillel does not really add anything to the Mesir Ashtaros. Meisa sharosa lebezin, that's the puzzle that Hillel is masaking. The two are haynu hach. One second, just one second more. Rashi, that's what Rashi says in Makos. And Hillel basically was Mechadish, the din of Mesir HaShtaros, and that's a thesis also, and people understand Rashi, that the din of Mesir HaShtaros in the Sifrei, perhaps it's only Asmachta Ba'alma, but that's the din of Puzbel, and that's how many. I just want to read you a Lashon of the Tanoim before you speak. V'ashei Yelcha Sechicha Tashmit Yadecha, V'lo HaMosir HaShtaros LeBezdin. So the Mosir HaShtaros LeBezdin is not a violation of this Pasuk. Mikan Hiskin Hillel Puzbel, V'kach Dorash Hillel,
I think it's simpler if you just understand that Moshe Shor the Bezdin is one din, Puzbol is the second din.
Okay, that's the question.
Moshe Shor the Bezdin is the Raita based on the Limud and the Pasuk, and that you actually give your Shor to Beitin.
Even though
came along with attacking Puzbol and said you don't have to actually give your Shor to Beitin, you could just sign the Puzbol document. And
okay, it's
way,
not.
And that is purposeful.
Right.
And if you look at the Rambam, he also separates the two.
Yeah, the Rambam speaks. The Rambam does divide the two in Echanami. But I'm questioning, again, not that I question your judgment. But Asher lecha sechicha tashmid yadecha v'lo amosi shorosa lebezdin. So you're arguing that's a din daraisa. I mean, it's not so explicit in the pasuk, namely that this is what the Torah is telling us. Okay, that's again the same issue. He go with dami. That's a din darabanan, seemingly. Also, not necessarily din daraisa. Although you're saying it sounds like a din daraisa. Okay, fine, but say that. Good, good. I'm just saying that that's the question. That's the issue that is really being discussed here. I mean, what's the connection or lack thereof between Puzbel and Mesir HaShtaros? Is there an organic connection between these two? We do identify the two. Are they actually coterminous? Are they, in effect, identical one with the other? No, you're just saying that there's a distinction between. The question is why the Mishnah here and that the Gemara quotes here on the bottom that the Mishnah mentions one din Shemos and Shemos the best Edim Mishamtin and another din the Prusbel is not Mishamit. You're saying the two separate dinim. Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Method.
What?
He employed that method.
But say that those are the two different Mahalchim to either this is Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos basically whether the two are identical, whether the two are coterminous, or do we assume because the Lashon. As you indicated, and that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks of two separate two separate elements. One, Moshe Shoros the Bezdin Enem Hashmitim, and number two, Puzbel Enem Hashmitim. Sounds like the two separate dinim. But said, Adi Lo Cholek Alech. I'm only pointing out this seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. And the Ritva and the Ramban, you have to look in the Sugya in Makkos. That's really where it's discussed by Arichus. There, the Ritva and Makkos, Navgimel and Abayz, and also the Ran actually here in Gittin. And also I saw in quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Kreskes. So they basically distinguish between the two dinim. It's based on the Ramban. Also seems to be much more like that, what David is suggesting. You know, the Torah, in effect, was Koveya, that Ashtar was given over to Bezdin, the Chob is not Nishmat, and Hillel extended that halacha that, again, let's call it what they didn't like earlier, that the Malva makes a declaration that he's being married the Chob to Bezdin, in order that the Chob should not be Nishmat. You know, so you don't really necessarily have to transfer the Shtar before to go ahead to Bezdin, even if the Shtar is not Biyodo. We're talking about, say, Milval Peh. The Gemara discusses it. Does it apply to Milval Peh? The Gemara has one day, it applies to Milval Peh. But the Puzbul is somehow efficacious in the fact that it's considered the Chol to be Masvid De Bezin and prevent Shemitah. Otherwise, if I were to summarize, there are a number of Shitas over here. It seems to be there are several Shitas that are involved in this matter. First, Tosfos in Gittin, that he identifies that Puzbul, which Darosh and Himsar the Bezin, and that more or less prevents the Hashmat Sachov. The second possibility is, as you indicate, it's sufficient to make a hatzarah, to go ahead and make a declaration. And that declaration alone is somehow also, or Rashi, as you mentioned, that there are two separate elements here. And that would be, I'm not saying it's not embedded in the fact that the Mishnayos have two separate components. Speaks of both Mesir Shoros of Bezdin, speaks of Puzbo, seems to be two separate elements. And the question what the Rambam sheet is, so you're arguing that the Rambam, you know, it's not so 100% clear to me. The Rambam seems to speak, number one, of a Hatzorah, of a declaration. The Malva wants to collect the Chov. And Lechura, it's not kosher to Mesir HaShoros of Bezdin that you're arguing. That I agree with you. The question is whether it's a separate. And I'll tell you the truth. And this is, the Nafkamina is exactly that. Is there a necessity to be, to give Befoal the Shoros of Bezdin? Must I actually transfer the shtaros, the shtari chov, must be transferred to Bezdin. According to Rashi, it says, you have to do it. According to the Rambam, maybe there's no echreach. If you look in the Chosha Mishpat, Simon Samach Zayin, so there it's not, again, he doesn't explicitly address this halacha, but it's mashma, there's no need, that's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, the Puzba helps even from Mil Baal Peh. Even though normally Mil Baal Peh, the way the Gemara discusses here, the whole issue, Shtar Sheish Bachrayis, Shtar Shem Bachrayis, and even Mil Baal Peh, that's how the Rambam passes the halacha, that a Puzba helps even for Mil Baal Peh. Okay, there's
does
another.
Have to use Puzba?
What was that?
Does a person have to use Puzba?
As opposed to?
What do you say, I don't care, I
let the bone. That's the Mishnah. That's exactly what the Sugi discusses here. I can't discuss that because that needs a separate Shia. And Lama Zayim Abayz, here you have in the bottom, he quotes the Mishnah in Shrias. Tanan Hossam. You see that in Lama Zayim, last two words? Hamachshir is one of the most fascinating of all Mishnahis. Hamachshir chol the Chavir Bishrias. The Malva has to openly say that even though I'm a good Samaritan, the Lover that is, and he wants to return the Chov, he feels, I think I mentioned already that the Gemara says in Ksubis, Piron Chov Mitzvah. So Taisa writes twice in Shas, in Becheres and Ksubis, there's no Mokar. There's no Mokar in Chumash for paying back a Chov. It's a Pela Otsum. There's a Mokar for lending someone money. In Kesa Talvei Asami, Im, of course, refers to an obligation. All the Im's, Rashi quotes it there from the Gemara. But Piron Chov doesn't say anywhere you have to pay back a Chov. So it says Svarahi. It seems to be a Svara.
Why?
Pshita. You're 100% right.
Why is Lover Rasha Velo Yishalem not a good.
Why is what?
Lover Rasha Velo Yishalem.
What do you mean?
By
order,
you consider
Rasha. No, he should not. What is it? You're quoting now Lahavdil. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. That's already from the bard.
Every
loy v'leish malve, the pasuk in Mishlei. But I'm saying, but here, okay, the truth is that svar which to you is so poshut is not poshut at all to Anshi Dorenu. Okay, I won't get into it. But anyway, here hamachzi chavu chaver b'shvius tzorch sheyom lo mishamani v'im amalo afal b'kein. The lova insists. He insists. Correct. Yikabalei menu shenem abzed v'ashmita. That's the whole discussion that we have earlier. The Gemara in Hamafkin, according to the end of the Gemara in Hamafkin, Beshamai, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Again, that Loshin, Zed Dvar Hashmita, I'll call Dvar Pesha. That's the Gemara actually Darshan. Rashi here, by the way, says, Tzarech Lomar Dibush Shel Shmita. Has to be some Dibush Shel Shmita. This is a very fascinating sugya, which I'm not discussing. I'm just going back here again on the Maran Mekomos. So, again, I just want to mention that someone asked me also this morning, what role do the Dayana play? Why do they have to put everything in Bichsav? Why do they have to, it says that they, according to the Mishnah, the Malveh essentially declared before Bezdin that I'm being Moser to you, my Chobos. It said, Dayana with Eidim Chasmin, they have to sign on this Hatzara. And the question is, what is the most critical element here? Is it the declaration of the Malveh, or is it actually the Ksav, the fact that the star is being written? So you're looking actually here, you don't have it in front of you, I didn't have a chance to Xerox it. I saw the Ran on the Mishnah in Shvius and Perek Yud, that here's where it's relevant. The Gemara doesn't discuss it right here. The Gemara earlier spoke about Shtar Mukdam. Let's say I have a Prusbol that is written, and the date is Mu'uchar. Means I have a Zman that's written in the Prusbol, but the Prusbol was written, I mean, the Shaila is a din of Prusbol, like I have a Shtar Mukdam, Shtar Mu'uchar. I have the same with the Prusbol. That Prusbol is not Prusbol. That's a whole discussion here in the Ran. I Xeroxed it. But the Ran asked Akasha here, if we know actually when everything happened, who cares that the Shtar is not necessarily with the proper Zman? I mean, it's the same as a Ksuba. At the end of the day, that I gave over Masir Shtar as the Bezin, as a Ma'an Aftumina. What difference does it make? Mukdam, Mu'uchar. In the case of Ksuba, we said there, yeah, the Gemara has Gittin Yud Zayin. The Gemara discussed the two reasons why we have Zman in a get. One is because of the issue of Peros, and the Gemara said the second time is because Bas HaChosay. So that has relevance to Nafkamina's Lalocha regarding that matter. But over here, what's Nafkamina's Lalocha? So I saw the Ran writes the following. He says, Lav Kushahi, She'ilu Haya Pruzbul Meyid, She'nimsu Ashtaros Abezid Enochanami. If the Prusbol were to testify that the Shtaros were given up to Bezdin, so then Echanami, that would be a problem. Avala Prusbol ain't in Yanokach. She goes there, the Hutzvah Klaal Asakin. The most Shtaros of the Bezdin, the Raisahu, as you argue. V'takonosu Shehil Hoysa b'mesiras mili levad. Just simply words, after the Ran says what you said, I knew about this before I spoke to you, but I was waiting to read it. U'v'chiyai Gavna, says the Ran, mashma, it's the Shtar alone that does the that has the efficaciousness. And basically, he seems to even suggest, because someone asked me this also, is a Shtar Prusbol a Shtar Raya or a Shtar Kinyan? You know, there are different types of Shtaras. I've been Masada Kedushin lately a number of times. So I wasn't so always makpid on this, that the when the Ksuba is given by the husband to the wife, that Eidim should see Mesias HaKsuba. Ksuba is a Shtar Raya, it's not a Shtar Kinya. What do you need Eidim for? All things not necessary. I never saw it done. I never saw the Rav do it. That's all right, nor did I see Abba Al-Nichasi do it. But lately it's become a fad. There are a lot of fads that have taken place in Chasanas. Most of it has nothing to do with Halacha, from what I can see. Even the by Ashkenazim, the Talis, making a Shechiyadu. Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. And again, they want to also make a Bracha, Makpid to do it for Shkia. Basically, a Siddur Kedushin that took place, it was so makpid because of that talus, for goodness sakes, to turn the whole chassid upside down because of the talus. You only make a bracha on the talus besides the Shechiyadu. Shechiyadu you can make by day or by night, but the talus, the bracha on the talus, only by yom, not at night. Okay, anyway, all kinds, I can give you all kinds of other funny stuff that people do, which I get a kick out of it. Usually, I'm either laughing or crying. So anyway, so the none of this is the halacha. None of this is quoted by the classic poskim. We discussed the question, what's a Shtar Prusbol? It's the way the Ran presents it, it sounds like almost a Shtar Kinyan. That you're not being made on the Masir Shtar Sebezdin. Because there was no Masir Shtar Sebezdin. The Malveh simply declares, as a kind of public Hatzara, that I'm going to give my Chobos to Bezdin. But the declaration itself is not enough to be my Chobos. The Chiddush of Hillel is, and when the Dayanim signed, that's what the Gemara says. Mishnah writes, V'hadayanim v'eidim chosin l'matam. When they sign on this star, so then they have the ability to somehow have the chovos transferred to them by their signature. And the
Kruzbol is called a Maisa Bezdin. And a Maisa Bezdin can somehow have the cart to Mafkiah, the moment of the Love, and so the Chol will not be subject to Shemitah. And that's why it's clear that all the dinim of Shtar apply to a Kruzbol. It's a regular halachic Shtar. It has the significance, the enormity of a Shtar. It's not simply, as I said, a Shtar Raya, but apparently it seems to be even a Shtar Kinyan. It seems to have the enormity of the Shtar seems to be much greater. I saw that the Ran brings a Raya from the Gemara. Because I don't know if you... The Gemara here in Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Take a look at Lamed Gimel if you have the Masechta in front of you. Okay, that's the issue. That's the Gemara discusses that. What?
If you lose the Shtar, it's still good.
Yeah, okay, we say that. No, the Gemara in Lamed Gimel, it says here, even if the Prozbul is written completely with Lashon Shal Dayanim, Bezdin Hayinu. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Bezdin Hayinu. Uba ploni v'amar lano. I mean, the very fact that their names appear there, and you have to weigh them, if it's only a Shtar Raya, what's the Chiddush? Apparently, it's a Maisa Bezdin. And the Chiddush is, you don't need Chasimus HaDayonim. In general, a Shtar requires Chasimus HaEdim, not Chasimus HaDayonim, and that's the Chiddush over here. You don't require Chasimus HaDayonim. Even though some come to a different conclusion, I mean, how do you explain the Lashon that's found by us? Mosrani lechem ploni ploni HaDayonim. I mean, also the discussion, how many Dayanim are required? Do you need Shlosha? Yeah, this is a whole... it could be it's only a Raya Balma, two Adam sign on it. I mean, that's the question. The Shtar Pruzbol is that which serves the vehicle to be Makta the Chov. It actually is responsible for transferring the Chov and Mafkiah Shemitah, so how could you have a Chasim of two Adam that should suffice for the Pruzbol when you require three Dayanim? Because obviously, chasima is something which is very fundamental to the validity of a shtar. So you have to assume that somehow the fact that the malve went ahead and declared before dayanim, this is what he wants to do, that's mafkia shmita, and the ksivas haprusbol is only a rabbi alma. I'm saying there are two tzadim. You can see it in either direction, either it's a shtar kinyan, or maybe it's only, as I said, the ikar is the declaration of the malve. But the whole shtar itself is a shtaya, is only a raya ba'alma. And if it's a raya ba'alma, that's what Rabbi Yazger Shlita just pointed out, that it's not maki. Take a look at the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin, if you saw that Gemara as well. Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says over here, Rabbanu de Ravashi, Masu Milayu La Dodi. So you see, apparently, that the shtar is not maki. That's what the Gemara says here, on Daf Lamed Zayin,
that's not really a raya.
They say there, but in general, if it's a... Correct, the Rambam, correct, 100%. But even though I saw actually that... the question is it only Talmidei Chacham? What about, say, look at the Rosh. So the Rosh over here says, La'alochim, in the fourth paragraph, HaSholechi, Sim Yud Gimel, Kol Odom Yochel Linokach, which means that every Reuben, Shimon, Belevi can go ahead and say the Lashon HaPruzbol B'fnei HaDayonim, without necessarily being malad varm bichsat, without necessarily writing it down in a kind of shtar. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passed in Samach Zayin. And I assume the basis for this is that the shtar is only a raya ba'alma, it's not a shtar kinyan, and that's generally what is assumed. And therefore, so the Rambam Shita, as you mentioned, this seems to be in sync with the Shita Sarambam, that essentially the shtar is a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan. And that's why we'd be able to go ahead. I mean, I saw in the Yerushalmi, there's a Lashon, the Yerushalmi, I saw this quoted in Perek Yud. This year I learned Perek Yud, Hilchos Shviyas, during the Shemitah year, probably more than any other Perek in the entire Masechta. So the Yerushalmi has in that Mishnah, writes, the Rash quotes it. I feel in the Sunan Baromi. What does that mean? According to most Rishon, the Ramban, Rabbi Nekreskes, the Rabbi Gittin Laflam Avov, it means that you can write a Pruzbol, even if the Shtarei Chov is found where? Beromi, the Shtarei Chov I found somewhere else in Rome, in Italy, that there's no need to befoal to give the Shtar to Bezdin. There's no need to actually transfer the Shtar to Bezdin. That's not necessary. But if you look over here in Shin Pei, I have it down also in the Mar Mekomos, the Mordechai understood the Yerushalmi in a different kind of way. The Mordechai understood the Yerushalmi as saying that you can write the Pruzbol even Dayanim are in Rome. There's no chiyah to do it before Bezdin. The Malbe basically tells them that he's being Moser Chavosel Dayanim. And he writes the names of the Dayanim, and two Adam are signed on the Shtar. Dayanim themselves don't know anything about it. It's enough that the Malbe makes a Hatzara. He makes a declaration that in order that the Chovah should be transferred to Bezdin,
And Shemitah should not be operative over here. So besides the Chiddush Gadol there is over here, but it's based on the Hanacha that it's not a Maisa Bezdin. The Shtar is only a Raya Ba'alma. It's not a Shtar Kinyan. It's not a Shtar Kinyan. So all the Halachas that apply to Shtar Kinyan would not be relevant, would not be operative over here in this situation. That's Halacha L'Maisa. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hashem Mishpat Samach Zayim, he writes very clearly the Shitas HaRambam. What you said, Dvarim Shebal Peh, where the Lashon Rambam we saw before, Mesir is Dvarim Shebal Peh, but the Rambam said it only helps the Talmidei Chachamim. Only helps their great Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam is Cholek. The Rambam actually quotes here, I read the Lashon of the Rambam, I wrote down for myself, Yesh Omrim, Dikol Odom Nami, Yucha Lomar, Dvara Balpeh, Lefnei Bezin, Mahani. Vein Tzorak Prozbol. There's no need for a Prozbol. Every person could verbally, even as Rachman Ashura is capable of saying Balpeh, Vein Chilik Ben Mamal Vibir Adayanim Olo, Kiyacha Lomar, Afil Shalom Bifneim, Ani Moses, Tarosa, the Bezin Ploni, Shabir Plonis. Even if they're the way the Rishonim said, it could be in Rome, it could be elsewhere. But you have the right to go ahead. And the only problem is here, I saw in the Bach and all the other the other Mefarshim on the tour, they say, the Bach writes, Ein lismach lechatchila l'rosh. So we're makbid that after the Malbet, Balpeh tells Bezdin he wants to transfer to them the Chavis, so Bezdin will write the item of Bishtar and will chasmen on them. Only b'shas ha'tchak, you can be somech on the rosh. If you're not able to write a puzbol, then b'shas ha'tchak, you can go ahead and be somech. That's a loshin here of the Ramah. He has a whole arichas over here on this loshin. Okay, I wanted to make one mention of one more thing. The Gemara has here in Gittin, on Daf Lamavavim Abbeis, that we saw a moment ago, but the Gemara here says that puzbol can only be written in what bezdin? Be'dinah de surah, be'dinah de nardoh. And then the Gemara went on to ask the Shaila whether Hillel's takana was Lidori Dalma, Bedina Dide, Kravambi Ravasi, the Alima the Afkuim Mamona, but Kuli Amulo. Basically, according to Shmuel, a prosbul can only be written in front of a bezin of Gdolim and Mumchim. The only a bezin has the koach lafkia mamam. In front of such a bezin, then you have the right to go ahead and write a prosbul. But the Gemara actually has a suffix. First, the Gemara thought that Hillel was not misakin puzzle of Dar es Salaam, but only was misakin it for his generation. And the premise, of course, that is that B'dor HaSaboyim, that Bate Dina will come, and they'll examine the situation, and if there's still a need for a puzzle, so then there'll be misakin it once again, B'chol Dor Mechadosh. Each door, once again, anew, will be misakin the idea of puzzle. So if it's a takana puzzle is involved, Havkos, Mamonu Shalalove, only a bezin that has the koach of avkoh can go ahead and actually institute ksivas puzbol. Only if they have such authority, the samchut to do it. But then the Gemara here is chozer. The Gemara then changes his mind. The Gemara says, no, it could be that Hillel was the sagin puzbol of the Dor HaSolam. He did it for eternity. And there's no need for each generation to be misakin puzbol anew. And yet, there's still a need for a bezin to be mafkia mamam. The Gemara doesn't say why. According to the Ritva that we mentioned earlier, that Mesiras Hastaros make the Echov into a Govui, so then we understand what the Gemara is saying. The only when Bezdin is such a strong Bezdin, and they have the ability, the Samchut, to Mavkiya, Mamash Alalove, so then you can understand the Chov, Kilo Bezdin, Kvar Govo also. According to Rashi, according to the other Rishonim, that essentially the Mesiras Hastaros makes Bezdin into the Baal Chayv. That's what it sounds like from the Arayim. They become the Baal Chayv. That the Love is simply the Halva of this Leve is now transferred to them. And they are now the Bali Achay, that's what the Malva does. So then you have to assume that Bezin, that that doesn't have the ability to Mafkiya Mamam, is not going to enter this entire scenario. They're not going to take such a Chov on their Achrayis. But again, the Lashon of the Rambam, we just read it again. In case in Puzbol, Elech Hachamim Gidolim Biyoser, Kebezino Shravami Ravasi, Shein Ru'uyim Lafkiya Mamam B'nei Odom. That's Lashon of the Rambam. Abushar Batidinim Ein Kosvim. And the Rosh here, quotes Rabbi Natam, the Rosh here in the fourth parak in HaShalech, that that's what apparently Rabbi Natam held initially. And he passed in therefore, you don't have a puzbol. Lo nitan lichto puzbol b'zman hazeh. Ein lana mumchim k'ravam b'ravasi. We don't have such batidina. We don't have such batidina with such samchut, with such authority. But Rabbi Natam was chozeh, said the Rosh. It was kobeh. You don't require dayanim of that level, ravam b'ravasi, but they have a yiftach b'doro, Kishmuel Bedoro, and after Rabbi Natan himself wrote a Puzbol. However, the Rif over here does not mention this din of Shmuel. And many Rishonim here I saw in the Sugya, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Rosh that the din of Shmuel was nitche la halacha, and therefore, basically, what Shmuel, why did he paskin what he did? Shmuel paskin what he did because he wanted to be mitzamtim the takana puzbo to the extent that he could, the way the Gemara quotes in his name. Because had he had, the Gemara said, Lu ayashe cheli avatline. If I had the ability, I'd be mevatel the whole takana in the gansin. But Adachman, who passed the halacha, said, Pumfake. He says, had he had the kach, he'd be marked the takana. He would have expanded the takana puzbo. So the Gemara, you got in Tamil Avashi, that they used to give over a puzbo one to the other. The Gemara says here, they don't require a bezin choshev, but any bezin, and that's how somehow every bezin is considered to be kebal chov, and kebimachshev v'chov kegavui. There's no need for a bezin of that kind of stature. So I'll read the way the, and that's what I'll end with this, the Mechaber Ramon. Mechaber Paskins, Eno nichtav lo bezin choshev, Dainu choshev v'kiim bedin, uv'inyin puzbo, V'yodim inyan shmita, v'himchum rabim aleim b'osayir. They were appointed for that position. Come to Ramah, v'yeshomim dekozim puzil b'chol bezin, v'li nire, v'yesh la'ok yehovah b'mahasa. Okay. I don't know how to...